Task 2. James is talking to Elaine and Tony from the Air Travelers Association about flight experiences. Listen to the conversation and complete the notes below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hello, Elaine and Tony.
Hi, James.
Elaine and Tony, I have a couple of questions. From what you know, which part of air travel is least liked by passengers?
Boarding, without a doubt. The boarding procedure has repeatedly been voted as the most annoying part of air travel. Not the narrow seats in economy class, not the strict rules on carry-on bags, but boarding.
I don't like it either. It takes forever for all the passengers to board a plane.
Well, on average, it does take about 25 minutes for 200 passengers to board a plane.
Only 25 minutes? It felt much longer.
It's an average figure. Some take longer and some shorter.
I know that there are different boarding methods. In your opinion, what is the main problem with boarding methods used by airlines?
According to many studies, the main problem with most boarding methods is the long waiting time in the aisle. That is, passengers can't go to their seats quickly. They wait in the aisle for a long time before getting to their seats. This slows down the whole boarding procedure.
Oh, I totally understand that. It's not fun waiting in the aisle. That's why sometimes I wait till the very end to board the plane, so I don't have to waste time waiting in the aisle.
I agree. The main reason for this long waiting time in the aisle has to do with boarding in groups. What I mean is, passengers sitting in the same section board as a group.
Ah, that's right. When passengers sitting in the same section board together, they will have to wait for each other to store their carry-on bags in the overhead locker.
Yes, and that's why the long wait in the aisle.
Talking about boarding methods, I've got some interesting information for you, James. There are 5 common boarding methods. Firstly, the standard one that many airlines use. The standard method is slow, and in fact, the second slowest of the 5 common methods. Then there is a method called the random method, which is the fastest boarding method. But this method is not in use anymore. Then there is the back-to-front method.
The back-to-front method. A lot of airlines use this method.
Yes, but according to testing and other data, it's the slowest method.
Elaine, that doesn't make any sense. Airlines don't use the fastest method, but adopt the slowest one. They can't be that silly.
Oh no, James, airlines are actually very clever. Low-cost airlines mostly use the slow methods so that they can sell priority boarding passes and charge more for more convenient seats and things like that.
Wow, it's all about making more money.
Of course, they are a business. The first thing they think about is how to make more money.
Elaine, you've just mentioned the fastest boarding method. What method is the second fastest?
Good question. The second fastest method is called the combination method.
Combination method?
Yes, this combination method is combining the good points from other boarding methods.
I see.
The last method is called the outside-in method.
Outside-in method?
Yes, as the name suggests, everyone with window seats board first, regardless of row. Then all people with middle seats second. Lastly, all people with aisle seats, the outside-in method. This method cuts down on the total amount of congestion because nobody needs to get up to allow other passengers in. This method is a bit slower than the combination method. As far as I know, it is a popular boarding method with both airlines and passengers.
Right. Anyway, when I was at the boarding gate, I always told myself to be patient because whatever boarding method airlines use, I know that I will get on the plane in the end.
That's a good attitude.
Elaine and Tony, there's another question I want to ask. It's about the pilots. We know a lot about passenger experiences, but few of us know what it's like behind the scenes. Do you know what pilots need to do before takeoff?
Funny you asked. We've recently made a short documentary about pilots and their work. So I do have some info about what they do on a typical workday. On the day of their flight, they will report to work about 2 hours before the flight. And the first thing they do after that is to review all the information given to them.
What information?
Like weather, the number of passengers that will be on their plane.
I understand why they need to know about the weather, but why do they also need to know about the number of passengers?
Well, they are the captains of the plane. They will need to know about the passengers. It's like the principal of a school. Of course, they want to know about the students in the school.
Yes.
After reviewing all the information, they will work out a flight plan.
A flight plan?
Yes, and then they will file the flight plan with the air traffic control, so the air traffic control will know exactly what they are going to do.
Wow, I didn't know that. It sounds serious.
Flying a plane and being responsible for the lives of hundreds of passengers is serious business. After getting all these done, the pilots will meet with the crew and sign all the necessary documents.
Hang on a second. Why don't they sign all the documents before meeting with the crew?
Because during the meeting with the crew, the pilots have the duty to observe to make sure the crew are fit for their flight journey.
Ah, I see.
Then they will sign the documents and send them to the air traffic control. There is a lot of work behind each flight to make sure everything is in order.
Thanks so much for all the information, Tony and Elaine. I've learnt a lot.
You're welcome.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.